Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering a piece by Brett Allegre-Wood on AI regulation and compliance, specifically the EU AI Act, US frameworks, and what boards are actually on the hook for.
And this is firmly a board-level conversation, not something you can quietly hand off to the tech team and forget about.
That's the article's core argument. Regulation has moved from broad principles to specific obligations that now reach into product design, procurement, HR systems, marketing, and financial controls. Boards are directly accountable for how AI is adopted, governed, and reported.
So what does the EU AI Act actually set up? Because I think most people have heard of it without knowing what it requires.
It uses a risk-based system with four tiers. At the top, prohibited practices, then high-risk systems, then systems that carry transparency obligations, and at the bottom, minimal risk applications. Every board should be asking, where do our AI systems sit on that scale?
And what puts something into the high-risk category?
The Act defines it: biometric identification, credit scoring, employment decisions, critical infrastructure, safety-relevant products. Those are all high-risk. For those systems, you need a documented quality management system, conformity assessments, rigorous data governance, human oversight, logging, and post-market monitoring. It is a serious compliance burden.
What about fines? Because that is usually what sharpens board focus.
Administrative fines can reach a percentage of global turnover. National supervisory authorities can also impose corrective measures and market restrictions. The article does not soften that.
Right. Now, what about businesses operating primarily in the US? There is no single federal law equivalent to the EU Act.
Correct. The US approach combines executive guidance, agency-specific rules, and the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, the RMF. NIST is voluntary, but the article recommends it as a compliance baseline for any board that wants to demonstrate genuine due diligence.
Voluntary is the word that jumps out. Can businesses just ignore it?
Not really. The FTC, SEC, and FDA are already using existing authorities to regulate AI conduct, covering consumer protection, disclosure, product safety. State laws can add biometric privacy and civil rights obligations on top. Voluntary framework, but real enforcement risk underneath.
So whether you are in the EU or the US, the message is the same. Sort out your governance. What does that look like for a board?
The article gives a clear structure. Assign accountability first. You need an executive sponsor at C-suite level, a chief AI officer or head of model risk, a data protection officer if GDPR intersects, and a compliance owner responsible for conformity assessments.
And beyond the roles?
Build an inventory, a register of every AI system in the business, mapped by risk category, business function, data sensitivity, and third-party dependencies. The article is direct. That inventory is the foundation. Boards should also consider expanding the remit of existing risk, audit, or technology committees to cover AI and model risk.
That inventory piece sounds like it could be a genuine eye-opener. Most businesses will not have a clear list.
Almost certainly not. And this is where the AIOS comes in. The AI operating system, as described in the article, is what translates board policy into actual executable controls. It covers a governance layer, an inventory and risk module, compliance and assurance trackers, data and model operations, and executive dashboards feeding real-time KPIs to audit committees.
So not just strategy on paper, the operational engine behind it.
Exactly. And the article specifies the KPIs to track: percentage of AI systems inventoried and risk classified, number of high-risk systems with completed conformity assessments, time to remediation for audit findings, percentage of employees with role-appropriate training.
That training point is worth pausing on. It is not just data scientists who need this.
No. The article calls for mandatory role-based training for executives, product managers, data scientists, and frontline users, all focused on regulatory obligations, reporting lines, and escalation procedures.
Practical question. What does the article say boards should actually do in the next 90 days?
Three things. Approve an AI governance charter and designate executive accountability. Mandate an AI inventory and initial risk classification for everything already in production or in advanced development. And require a gap analysis comparing existing controls against EU AI Act obligations and NIST RMF principles.
That's not overwhelming. It's not rebuild everything. It's find out what you've got and who owns it.
And the article makes one point that really lands: evidence over intention. Regulators and investors want documented implementation, not policy statements. Inventories, DPIAs, validation reports, remediation logs, the paper trail is what counts.
So for any director or owner listening, what is the single thing to act on this week?
Start the AI inventory. even a basic document listing what AI tools and systems your business actually uses and who owns each one. That's the foundation every other control is built on.
The full article is AI Regulation and Compliance by Brett Allegri Wood at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
That's all for this one. We'll see you in the next episode.